Welcome back, everyone. Well, more and more states and businesses are following federal guidelines to impose vaccine mandates. But is it becoming harder to obtain a religious exemption? Here to explain is Yahoo Finance's legal reporter, Alexis Keenan.
Hi, Karina. Maybe not becoming harder, but becoming definitely more in vogue, I suppose. The increasing number of U.S. workers are really asking for these religious or disability exemptions to these employer vaccination mandates. Now, the reason for the uptick is really simple. There's more mandates and there are more coming. As you talked about earlier in the show, companies, governments already requiring vaccination. And then to add to that is this temporary White House mandate that's expected any day now. That's the one that OSHA is going to require, as we understand, companies that have 100 or more workers to have all of their staff either vaccinated or tested on a weekly basis. Now, the challenge here for both employers and for workers is that this area of law that governs religious exemptions, it's really murky, and there are very few hard and fast rules. Now, as a starting point, all U.S. workers are entitled to qualified religious accommodations, and that's under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. But workers are only entitled to this kind of accommodation under a few important conditions. They have to be met, and the burden is on the employee or the worker to justify these things. Now, first, the worker has to have a firmly held religious belief. Second, that belief has to actually conflict with vaccination. And third, the accommodation or that working alternate condition that they would be granted, that must not cause an undue burden on the employer. And that's a big one. So you can already imagine and anticipate these sort of gray areas and difficulties of these arguments, because it's starting with really that idea of proving a sincerely held religious belief, not an easy task for any employer to take on. Now, surprisingly, even a lack of religious belief can form a valid basis for a religious accommodation request. Now, you add to that that employers are legally then allowed to probe even deeper. They can ask the employee to give more information about why their particular religious belief conflicts with vaccination. And that's where all the real conflict lies, and the cases that end up in courts of law, that's usually what they're about. Now, already companies have concerns over the OSHA rule and managing it, really, and that really became evident on Tuesday when business groups met with White House officials. Some are asking to delay this ETS, this OSHA standard, until after the holidays because they're concerned about having enough workers to do the work. And so we're still waiting for the language for that OSHA rule. We don't yet know what it's going to say. Jared?
Sure, I'll take it from here. Thank you for that, Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan.